makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the game day edition. The Texans went to Jacksonville and gave it all they had on offense. Quarterback Matt Shaw picked apart the Jags secondary and threw for 307 yards and three touchdowns. But the Texans defense couldn't stop quarterback David Garrard. Houston fell 30-27 in overtime. Coach Gary Kubiak, Shaw, and wide receiver Kevin Walter talked about the narrow loss. But first, the Texans are helping the victims of Hurricane Ike through the Texans Helping Texans campaign, which the team launched in hopes of raising $2 million for relief, recovery, and rebuilding efforts around the Houston area. Visit HoustonTexans.com for more information.
I-72! I-72!
The Texans played their hearts out against AFC rival Jacksonville. They engineered a last-minute drive to set up a 47-yard field goal from Chris Brown to go to overtime. But the Jags won the coin flip and scored on their first drive to seal a 30-27 victory and give the Texans an 0-3 record. Here's Kubiak after the game.
Well, it was a great football game, you know, great NFL football game. It comes down to, you know, a play at the end, and I give them credit. They stepped up and made some big plays there at the end. Had a couple guys miss. Quarterback did a great job in the drive before that, and, you know, give them credit. They made the play.
No one played better for the Texans than Schaub, who had taken a beating in the first two losses. He completed 29 of his 40 passes and threw for 307 yards and three touchdowns. For the first time this season, he did not throw an interception or get sacked, and he said he felt comfortable in the pocket.
I felt pretty good about what I was doing out there. I felt like I was seeing things really well, and guys were stepping up and make plays for us. And, you know, for me to feel good about what I'm doing, there's 10 other guys in the huddle that need to be doing things well. And so I think collectively as a group, offensively, we made some plays and we were able to move the football today and play a much better game. And, I think it makes it hurt that much more falling one play short.
Even though the team had been behind Schaub, wide receiver Kevin Walter confirmed that Schaub's play ended talk of a quarterback controversy.
He definitely did. You know, one thing we wanted to do as an offense is not turn the ball over. We didn't turn the ball over. Matt made great throws, and that's one thing that we wanted to do is not turn the ball over. And Matt's our leader. Matt's a great quarterback. He's going to continue to make great plays, and we knew he can do that, and today he did it.
Walter also put together a stellar day. He caught 8 passes for 76 yards and 2 touchdowns. Now, Walter and the Texans prepare to play 4 games in Reliance Stadium, starting with the Indianapolis Colts.
It's real tough, you know, because, you know, that's our game out there. That's our offense out there, moving the ball and executing. You know, we know we can go out there and keep the chains moving. You know, these past 2 weeks we haven't been doing it, but this week we have, and falling short like that, and it's tough. But, you know, we're going to go back and look at the film and correct our mistakes and move on. We got a big game next week against Indy, and we got to do a good job with you like we did today.
As always, thanks for listening to the Texans Today Game Day Edition. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
It's football time.